Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So we'll go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we'll go to John Costco. What's up, John?
What up, G-Bush? How you doing, man?
I'm doing real good, man. Real good. Thanks for coming on with me. Yeah, we're good. Do we got you?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Got you. John Costco in the North Austin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. John, you know, it comes out the NFL is not going to have, the traditional thing, you know, NFL draft in Las Vegas. Do you think that this is going to really affect the way teams go about, being able to scout players and being able to evaluate players? They haven't been able to really do the pro days, really haven't been able to scout players and really haven't been able to evaluate them since the combine. How does this affect their grading and whether they draft players that would be first day, second day, or third day players?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to rely on these players where their tape, I mean, just purely their tape, and then the scouts on what they did when they were traveling across the country in the fall. And, you know, they're not able to talk to the players then. They're talking to the coaches and the people in the building and what those people are like. So they're really going to have to trust the tape rather than being able to get them in person. Obviously, they can do these Zoom calls, these FaceTime calls, or whatever it is, to try to get a feel from, you know, from across the country or whatever, and not in building. So it'll be something where you're probably going to rely heavily more so on just purely the tape, rather than the, you know, bringing them in and getting their personality, seeing how they move in person, in your building and stuff like that, and how they interact with people. So, you know, you're going to get some guys that are not going to fall quite as much because of maybe some red flags personality wise. And you're going to have guys that just have really good tape that stay up above because, anybody that maybe would fall in that normal process isn't going to fall.
Yeah, you look at it, in this case, when you have a new coach and you have a new front office, are they leaning more heavily on their scouting department? So in the case you have Andrew Berry, you have your new head coach and Kevin Stefanski, are they leaning more heavily on the scouting departments for this, or are they out there doing this themselves because they haven't had an opportunity to kind of look at these individuals?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the personalities of the players, they're definitely going to have to rely on their scouting department because those guys that are grinding during the season, traveling, you know, between schools, going all over the country to scout these players and seeing what they're like in their own buildings. So they're going to have to heavily rely on that. But then they can also utilize, you know, resources like PFF, where we've done all the grading and, all the data collection that you could possibly need on these guys. Then they can take it, obviously, a step further for whatever they want with, you know, after using our information that, like, we can give them. But, in terms of what the scouts do, and getting reports on, hey, what is this player like in the building? What's he like with his teammates? They're definitely going to have to rely heavily on those guys for that type of information.
You know, when you look at this offseason and you look at, you know, when teams are filling their roster holes and you're looking at what they're doing, as far as the OTAs are concerned, they sent out the memo that OTAs are pretty much not going to be happening. Do you think if the quarantine still continues to happen after April 6th, do you think the league will allow players to have their playbooks, or how do you think they'll go about teams getting up to speed on the playbooks concerning new coaches and new rosters, especially with the Browns having new coaches? Do you think they'll allow them to send them their playbooks, or how would they even implement, you know, just offenses and schemes if they aren't allowed to be in the facility?
I think the NFL will do something to help out teams with new coaches, for sure, to get players their playbooks and maybe having the ability to conduct, you know, meetings over the internet and stuff like that. But really, I mean, that's not a replacement for being in the building constantly with the coaches, learning the system, going, having walkthroughs and stuff like that. So teams with new coaches like the Browns are at a serious disadvantage when it comes to learning new playbooks and trying to get that verbiage and just getting a feel for what these players are like, getting a feel for what the coaches are like. And so the Browns and, you know, any other team that has a new coach, they're really at a disadvantage if this continues longer than obviously, and it seems like it's going to continue longer and probably further into, you know, the summer. But yeah, the teams with new coaches are disadvantaged. The teams that are players that are switching teams, like a Tom Brady trying to learn Bruce Arians' offense, he's going to be at a disadvantage there. But teams, you know, that have the consistency with the head coach and the playbook and especially the quarterback, those teams will be at a bigger, much bigger advantage. And so maybe like a Green Bay Packers, who were really close to getting to the Super Bowl last year, they have a big advantage because Aaron Rodgers already knows that system that Matt LaFleur likes to run. And it's going to be his second year in that, and he's going to be able to hit the ground running as opposed to, you know, the Browns, where Baker Mayfield has to learn that system, and it's going to take him a little bit of time to get familiar with that.
Talking to John Costco in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and of course he's from Pro Football Focus. And, you know, looking around the league a little bit, you have Tom Brady going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you have him down there. I'm really interested in seeing in that separation with Tom Brady, and you take a look at Bill Belichick. You know, Bill Belichick and the Patriots, they've kind of lost a lot as far as their offense and their defense is concerned. They lost Kyle Van Noy. They've lost, you know, Jamie Collins. They've lost, you know, Brady. That team, as far as the pecking order, they look this. It almost looks as if that team is going to take a dramatic step back. Do you think, as far as the AFC, that the Patriots are going to take a major step back?
Oh, absolutely. So at PFF, if you are an elite subscriber, an edge subscriber, and you are able to subscribe to our premium content stuff, we have what's called the off-season improvement index, which shows how much a team has improved, you know, with the change or not improved. And well, the Patriots are at a factor of minus 13% change, which is by far the worst in the NFL, even more so than the Texans, who are at a minus 6. So they're more than double worse than what second worst team in the NFL has been able to do from a quote unquote improvement standard this year. And where the Browns, unfortunately for the Browns, they're at the fifth, we have them ranked as the fifth best improvement index. So Patriots are taking a massive step back this year, and so it's going to open the door for, you know, if Josh Allen can take another step forward, that team might make it back to the playoffs, might win that division, because that division is pretty weak, you know, especially without Brady there. So the Patriots are in prime position to really kind of actually tank and go draft Trevor Lawrence, and wouldn't that be something if they go from Tom Brady to a Trevor Lawrence, who's considered one of the next Andrew Luck or even the next, you know, John Elway and Peyton Manning. That's the type of prospect that, you know, he's being touted as right now. So, yeah, I mean, the Patriots they don't look good on paper right now. I never try to say that Bill Belichick can't put a winning team together, but, you know, you got Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer as your quarterback, it's a big, big problem for them.
Yeah, and this kind of brings me to my question. You look at the Browns and you look at the landscape of what's going on with the Browns. So, for all intents and purposes, they look like they're going to upgrade and bolster the offensive line. They look like they're going to move Hubbard to right guard and try to move him. They restructure his deal, move him to right guard. They look like they've gotten better at tight end. Obviously, we don't, know when Jarvis and OBJ is going to come back, but they're mending after surgery. But got Kareem Hunt. You still got Chubb. You know, if Baker could take that step, we still have to get better at linebacker. Still see what we got going on at safety and see how that kind of gels. But when you look at the Patriots taking a step back, the Jets aren't very good. We don't know what the Chargers are going to be. You look around the league and you look around the AFC. It looks like there's some ground to be made on a lot of teams, and including with the playoff changes happening. Doesn't it look like I don't know? It looks like the Browns have some room that they could possibly make a push for the playoffs. I don't know. A lot of people are kind of scared off for saying playoffs around here because of what happened last year. But what are your thoughts on the Browns' opportunity to make a playoff push?
Yeah, I mean, they are in position to be able to do that because everything that everybody thought that the Browns would be able to do last year went wrong, and there's going to be a regression back to maybe what the kind of between what happened last year, which was pretty much like the worst case scenario in terms of how that season played out and what their expectations were from a year ago. So you're looking at getting a team that's going to get to the playoffs. And when you get to the playoffs, you can obviously make some noise and anything can happen. But as long as they can able to get in there and practice and have some type of practice time and to learn the playbook, this coaching staff seems a lot better, a lot more prepared, and then will be able to put them in the position to succeed. Obviously, all the improvements that they've made on the offense this offseason so far, you're going to be probably adding a left tackle at number 10 in the draft, or at least in the first two rounds. That's going to come in there and just be better than what Greg Robinson was last year. Obviously, the tight end position's much improved. I think that Jarvis and OBJ are going to be perfectly fine as receivers. They're probably going to add a couple more pieces this offseason. So what it looks like for the Browns is really good on paper. Obviously, we've been burned before in the past where we talk about playoffs, and then the Browns obviously do what the Browns have always done the past 20 years. But what it looks like on paper is very good, and they should be able to compete for a playoff spot for sure, especially considering how all the rest of the AFC has kind of faltered in the middle group, and with the Chargers and the Texans and the Jets taking a big step back, and even the obviously the Patriots taking that massive step back and losing Tom Brady. So it opens up the door for these mid-tier teams. Which the Browns are a mid-tier team now that could jump up into an above-average to playoff contender team. So it spells good things for the Browns in terms of what has happened in the landscape of the NFL. We still have big question marks about Ben Roethlisberger, if he can come back from his surgery. Obviously, we've seen some videos of him, and he looks like a grizzly bear and doesn't look great, but obviously it's the offseason, so he can get in shape and improve. So, but he's still, I mean, maybe has another year or two left under his belt before he's retiring, because you've seen what that he's. I mean, he's been in the league since 2004. That draft class is now pretty much done, it seems like. So, the Browns are in prime position to make the playoffs this year if everything goes right for them.
All right. Let's talk a little bit really quickly about the guys that are still left. What are some of the names of the free agents that are still on the board that could be really steals for some teams that haven't been out there, that are still out there on the market that teams haven't signed yet? What are some names of some guys that maybe household names that people haven't seen come off the board as far as big names for free agency that should be coming off the board, or people may be confused as to why they haven't been signed yet.
Well, I think so far the biggest name left is probably like a Jason Peters. I think the reason why he hasn't come off the board yet for him is that he's 38 years old as an offensive tackle, but he's still a very good offensive tackle in the NFL. He probably has another year left under him that he can be a very productive offensive tackle. Cam Newton, obviously, we know is a guy that's is on the board. Jameis Winston, those two guys, obviously, from a quarterback position, guys that have been in the league for years as starters and household names. Kind of blows my mind that Jameis Winston's still out there. I can understand the Cam Newton thing because he's basically been hurt, for a couple of years now, and with his ankle, his shoulder, so a lot of things going wrong with him, and his style of play kind of lends to him continually getting hurt. So, but Jameis Winston, who came, obviously had 30-plus touchdowns and 5,000-plus yards last year, the fact that he is still out there as a free agent is kind of baffling, especially when a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers, they really need that quarterback of the future, and what's stopping them from taking a flyer on Jameis Winston and getting him in a system, maybe even playing on the bench a year behind Ben Roethlisberger if Ben's able to play again. So Winston there, and then you got a Jadeveon Clowney. He's obviously a former number one overall pick. Obviously, he's expecting to get like 20-some million a year, but it seems like no team's going to pay him that, especially when he's never been a great edge rusher. I know the sack numbers aren't always indicative of quality of play from the edge defender position, but he's a guy that he's not an elite edge defender in terms of pass rusher, but he is a very good run defender. But he's obviously probably another really big name out there that's not been signed. And frankly, somebody's going to get him probably on a 1-year deal to get for like $15 million to try to bolster their Super Bowl chances. And he's a guy that can help that. So there's definitely a lot of big names still out there. And some of them are pretty surprising.
Last question. Do you think Antonio Brown plays next year?
Oh man. I think if a team really wants him, then yeah, because he's still very talented and has, we saw one game of his last year where he was very good. I think he graded out at a 90.9 or something like that. So he's still got a lot of talent. Obviously, everybody knows that. It's just the fact of whether a team can trust him to bring him in. So I think a team's probably going to take a flyer on him. They're going to be they're going to think that they're one wide receiver away. So I would say yes. I'll take my chances on the betting odds of yes.
All right, man. I appreciate appreciate your time, and we'll check back in with you next week. We'll see if we're a little closer to solidifying his rosters, and if we got any more information, and getting closer to draft time.
Yeah, hopefully you get back to normalcy soon, but we'll see about that.
Boy, who are you telling? Who are you telling? We might be able to go outside, hang out a little bit, and I might be able to give you some dap, fist pound, maybe a handshake. We'll see.
Yeah, right? Like 70 degrees outside. I'd love to just go out there and hang out.
Man, maybe love to hang out, man. But as always, man, we appreciate you stopping by the barbershop. Appreciate it, man.
My pleasure.
All right, man. That's John Costco, Pro Football Focus. And as always, he's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.